理课堂听 class.com。
The Golden Bird。黄金鸟。
So he set out once more on his journey, sighing and in great despair, when on a sudden his friend the fox met him and said, "You see now what has happened on account of your not listening to my counsel. I will still, however, tell you how to find the golden horse, if you will do as I bid you. You must go straight on,till you come to the castle where the horse stands in his stall. By his side will lie the groom, fast asleep and snoring. Take away the horse quietly, but be sure to put the old leathern saddle upon him, and not the golden one that is close by it." Then the sun sat down on the fox's tail, and away they went,over stock and stone, till their hair whistled in the wind. All went right, and the groom lay snoring with his hand upon the golden saddle. But when the sun looked at the horse, he thought it a great pity to put the leathern saddle upon it. "I will give him the good one," he said. "I am sure he deserves it."As he took up the golden saddle, the groom awoke and cried out so loud that all the guards ran in and took him prisoner, and in the morning he was again brought before the court to be judged and was sentenced to die. But it was agreed that if he could bring thither the beautiful princess, he should live and have the bird and the horse.Given him for his own.
园丁的小儿子再次出发了，一边走一边懊悔不已。这时，他的狐狸朋友突然出现了。狐狸对他说：“你现在知道不听我的话去做会有什么后果了吧？不过，如果你愿意按我的吩咐去做的话。”我仍然愿意告诉你怎样去找到那匹黄金马。你必须一直往前走，直到你看到一座城堡，黄金马就在那里面的马棚里面，马夫正在马的旁边呼呼大睡呢。你得悄悄地把马牵走，但记住，一定用原来的旧皮马鞍，不要用放在旁边的那金马鞍。说完，园丁的儿子又坐到了狐狸的尾巴上，他们又像风一样往前飞奔。一切就如狐狸说的那样，那马夫的手就搭在金马鞍上，睡得死死的。但是当园丁的儿子看到那匹马，他心里想，这么好的马用这旧皮马鞍多可惜呀，我得给这马上个好马鞍，这马配得起这么好的马鞍。当他拿起金马鞍，马夫醒来了，大声地叫喊了起来，所有卫兵都跑了进来，把园丁的儿子抓住了。第二天早上，园丁的儿子又一次受到了法庭的审判，又是判了死刑。不过他们同意一点，如果园丁的儿子给他们找来一位美丽的公主，就饶他不死，而且把黄金马和黄金鸟都送给他。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
So he set out once more on his journey, sighing and in great despair.
园丁的小儿子再次出发了，一边走一边懊悔不已。
When on a sudden his friend the fox met him and said,
这时他的狐狸朋友突然出现了，狐狸对他说，
You see now what has happened on account of your not listening to my counsel.
你现在知道不听我的话去做会有什么后果了吧?
I will still, however, tell you how to find the golden horse, if you will do as I bid you.
不过如果你愿意按我的吩咐去做的话我仍然愿意告诉你怎样去找到那匹黄金马。
You must go straight on, till you come to the castle, where the horse stands in his stall.
你必须一直往前走，直到你看到一座城堡，黄金马就在那里面的马棚里面。
By his side will lie the groom, fast asleep and snoring.
马夫正在马的旁边呼呼大睡呢。
Take away the horse quietly.
你得悄悄地把马牵走。
But be sure to put the old leathern saddle upon him.
但记住，一定用原来的旧皮马鞍。
And not the golden one that is close by it.
不要用放在旁边的那金马鞍。
Then the sun sat down on the fox's tail.And away they went, over stock and stone, till their hair whistled in the wind.
说完，园丁的儿子又坐到了狐狸的尾巴上，他们又像风一样往前飞奔。
All went right, and the groom lay snoring with his hand upon the golden saddle.
一切就如狐狸说的那样，那马夫的手就搭在金马鞍上，睡得死死的。
But when the son looked at the horse, he thought it a great pity to put the leathern saddle upon it.
但是当园丁的儿子看到那匹马，他心里想，这么好的马用这旧皮马鞍多可惜呀。
I will give him the good one, he said. I am sure he deserves it.
我得给这马上个好马鞍，这马配得起这么好的马鞍。
As he took up the golden saddle, the groom awoke and cried out so loud.
当他拿起金马鞍，马夫醒来了，大声地叫喊了起来。
That all the guards ran in and took him prisoner.
所有卫兵都跑了进来，把园丁的儿子抓住了。
And in the morning, he was again brought before the court to be judged.And was sentenced to die.
第二天早上，园丁的儿子又一次受到了法庭的审判，又是判了死刑。
But it was agreed that if he could bring thither the beautiful princess, he should live.
不过，他们同意一点，如果园丁的儿子给他们找来一位美丽的公主，就饶她不死。
And have the bird and the horse given him for his own.
而且把黄金马和黄金鸟都送给他。
多学一点。
In despair.绝望的可以做表语或状语，在本文是用作状语。On a sudden 的意思和 all of a sudden 相同，指突然，但是不如 all of a sudden 正式和常见。On account of 因为 bid bid 吩咐命令 stall 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 马厩 groomGROOM, groom, 马夫 Leathern, L-E-A-T-H-E-R-N 是 leather, 皮革的形容词形式 Saddle, S-A-D-D-L-E, saddle, 马鞍 Close by something, 挨近在什么近旁 Think it a pity to do something, 认为做某事很可惜 Somebody deserves something,某人应得到，配得到某物。Awake, A-W-A-K-E, awake, 不及物动词，指醒过来。Judge, J-U-D-G-E, judge, 动词审判。Somebody be sentenced to, 某人被判处某种刑罚。Thither, T-H-I-T-H-E-R, 到彼处，到彼方，是古体词，在现代英语中常用 there 代替。
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
So he set out once more on his journey, sighing, and in great despair, when on a sudden his friend the fox met him and said, You see now what has happened on account of your not listening to my counsel. I will still, however, tell you how to find the golden horse, if you will do as I bid you. You must go straight on.Till you come to the castle, where the horse stands in his stall. By his side will lie the groom, fast asleep and snoring. Take away the horse quietly, but be sure to put the old leathern saddle upon him, and not the golden one that is close by it. Then the sun sat down on the fox's tail, and away they went,Over stock and stone, till their hair whistled in the wind. All went right, and the groom lay snoring with his hand upon the golden saddle. But when the sun looked at the horse, he thought it a great pity to put the leathern saddle upon it. I will give him the good one, he said. I am sure he deserves it.As he took up the golden saddle, the groom awoke and cried out so loud that all the guards ran in and took him prisoner, and in the morning he was again brought before the court to be judged and was sentenced to die. But it was agreed that if he could bring thither the beautiful princess, he should live and have the bird and the horse.Given him for his own.
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。